The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, Perek Vav, he tells us that one of the worst punishments, one of the worst onshin that someone could get, is that sometimes Hashem actually is moinea him from doing tshuva. Hashem removes from him the power, the wherewithal from doing tshuva. This is an extremely severe, harsh punishment. For every chait, there's a way to return, but if you don't have a way of tshuva, you're lost. And the mashal, the dugma that the Rambam brings, the first dugma is Pare. Pare, you know, the pasuk says, Vechazek, Hashem was mechazek, akshe, slave, Pare. I'd like to maybe understand a little bit what was the situation that Pare was removed from tshuva. If we maybe understand well this extreme situation of being removed from tshuva, we'll understand the opposite, the reverse, what it means to be in position, a very position of being conducive to doing tshuva. Rashi, in Parshas Va'era, Pasuk Zayin, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Rashi explains, why did Hashem harden Pari's heart? Rashi says, fascinating Rashi. He did a tremendous amount of rishus, v'hisris, it was even lahachis. So Hashem says, v'goloi lefonai, it's revealed in front of me, she'ein enachas ruach bu'umois, Akum, b'umos ha'olam, lo se slav sholim loshuv. I know he's not going to do tshuva. I know he's not going to do tshuva. So toivli, it's better she's kasha liboy, and then leman her boy say soisai. I might as well take away his bechira, take away his ability to do tshuva, because this way I could use him as a platform to throw the makas and the nefloys that Hashem wanted to show. Rashi is saying that it was goli to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Pari wasn't going to do tshuva. But how? Why was he going to do tshuva? We have to concentrate on the words of Rashi. Rashi says, because she'ein nachas ruach be'um ha'isa'olam lo se slave sholem lo shuv. This Rashi is an eye-opener. Which ingredient was missing from Pari from coming to tshuva? He didn't have nachas ruach. Nachas ruach is calmness of spirit. There's a position called koitza ruach, where there's a short breath. Person is not by menuchas nefesh, has no yishuv adas. Nachas ruach is the opposite. It's an inner calm. It's a calmness. Rashi surprisingly is saying that this is what's missing in order to do the tshuva. We would not naturally associate nachas ruach to tshuva. Sitkus, rotzoin loshuv. Rashi is saying something fascinating. The birth of tshuva, the place where tshuva comes from, is nachas ruach. Because when you have nachas ruach, says Rashi, then you could get to your lev. Then you could be losei slave loshuv. And if you don't have nachas ruach, you can't get to there. And as an aside, Rashi is mavur, that nachas ruach is something that belongs more as a Jewish thing. The goyim naturally are more removed from the ability to get to a matzav of nachas ruach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that even after all the rishus of Paroi, why was he removed from the possibility of the tshuva? Because he can't have nachas ruach. This opens up a whole window into understanding something that I think we're not aware of in the tshuva process. Why is nachas ruach so important for tshuva? Why is nachas ruach the womb of tshuva? That's where it starts and seemingly maybe where it ends. The psukim in the parasha of tshuva, in parashas Nitzavim, it says, ki amitzvah, the Ramban, that's the parasha of tshuva, ki amitzvah hazois, asher anoichi mitzaveh eschem hayoim, lo nefleisim imchov l'rechoy kehi. It finishes off. We think tshuva is all over the world. We think tshuva is in Svarim. We think tshuva is by our rabbeim, by our mentors, maybe some by our therapists. The pasuk says, "Ki korei ve'lecha hadavar ma'beficha ubavav chalas oisa." Obviously, the way we're reading this word, this pasuk of Rashi, is that tshuva, the place where tshuva starts and ends, is within your heart. That's the place of movement of tshuva. So b'meila, you have to be able to get to a place where your inner world is present. The person is constantly, the mensch is constantly running. There's constantly external pressures which are tugging out his inner world, and he's not in a state of nachas ruach. The human being, and particularly the yid, has ability to get to a matziv of nachas ruach, where he's totally present, where his heart is there. And kinira, this is where your heart starts opening up. And this could firstly direct your tshuva movement, and even more so propel your tshuva movement. We'll expand more in 2 minutes, but I like to be mitzaref here, the Ramban. Ramban over here brings, Ramban, it's a chazal. Ramban, it's a little bit tiny different of Rashi when he's talking about this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened the heart of Paroi and took away from him the ability to do tshuva. He brings down that the Medrash says, Amar Reish Lakish, Yisto in PM, that Mikana was a Pischo in Pele Minim. The Minim, that Apikorsim, who saw what Hashem did to Paroi, they might have a Taina. They say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfairly, harshly punished Paroi. He forced him. He didn't give him a chance to do tshuva. So Reish Lakish says, Yisto same PM shall Minim. We should close the mouth. Close the mouth of all those Minim. They're tining a Taina that's not correct. Why? What's the truth? The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Im leleitzim hu yolitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nisnaig mida k'negen mida. If someone scoffs at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, he makes litzonis. Hashem makes litzonis from him. He takes away the path of tshuva. What does this mean? Says the Medrash. Masra boy, pam rishoyna vishniya vishlishas ve'ina chayze boy, v'hu noel boy delis. Menat tshuva. Hashem doesn't stop take away the ability to do tshuva. If you scoff at him and you turn down his warnings, then he continues in the path that you started. He takes away ability to do tshuva. Says the Ramban in the Hemshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent 5 makas, and with each one of them, the makas himself were warning, and he sent the Hasra. Most of them he sent with Moshe. And this was the Hasra. Pari made a tzonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu im lelei tzimiyolas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues mida k'neged mida. But we see in the Medrash that this Hanhoga, Rav Olbe, Abshalom Rav Olbe, and Ali Shor points out, we see in the Medrash that this Hanhoga that Hashem was noyeg with Pari is not a one-time thing, because he's talking to the Minim in future Doris, and he says, Hashem will also give you a warning once, twice, and 3 times. Pari got an extra. But every person, it's once, twice, and 3 times, and then he's going to not allow you to do tshuva. Frekta Rav Olbe, where is the warning? Did anyone besides Pari got 5 makas? I don't think most people get 5 makas. Where is this Hasra? It's a fascinating insight. Says Rav Olbe, the Hasra is Hashkocha Pratis. Many ways of Hashkocha Pratis is Hashem talks to us through our inner world, through our life. He brings a mashal, Rav Olbe says. Everyone knows the Gemara in the beginning of Soita says that Aboim Yoim Koidim Levlad Yotzis Baskol Voimer Bas Ploini Leploini. And the Velt asked, everyone asked, who heard that Baskol? All those married people listening, have you heard, did you hear the Baskol before you said yes? He brings from the Chazon Ish, says Rav Olbe. The Chazon Ish said, you hear that Baskol from your inner world. When you're about to approach this decision and you feel a certain level of certainty, it's a certain hashura that Hashem gives you, a certainty that you feel within your inner world, that this is the right thing, that is the Baskol. Similarly, says Rav Olbe, the hasura is within our inner world. It's what we call our conscience. We have something that's called a guilty conscience, matzpun. When a person's guilty conscience starts nagging on him, I'm doing something wrong, and again, and again, and again. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hasra. Hasra is talking to you. But in order to do this, you have to be attentive to your inner world. This is what I would like to focus as a basic message for us to get into tshuva. We're seeing from this Rashi, and it's a need, and it's a ma'akev. It's imperative for us to do tshuva, to focus and open up and connect to our inner world. It's within our hearts. It's within our hearts. Being in touch with your inner world is not enough to connect for a moment, to be ernst. You have to have a shaychus to nachas ruach. You have to be able to be settled. You have to be anchored. This is something that is so hard in our modern world. With all the opportunities that technology has afforded us, access to so many hundreds and thousands of things that we haven't had before. But one thing that it hasn't afforded us access is to our inner world, the opposite. It's removed us from our inner world. And I beseech myself and everyone, it's impossible to get into the tshuva moment. We're all looking to do tshuva. People are coming, first of all, they ask, Rebbe, what should I do tshuva? They ask the Rav, what should I do tshuva? And they ask, how can I trigger? I want to do tshuva, but I don't have energy. I don't have motivation. The answer is in this Rashi. Nachas ruach. Rashi said that Pari couldn't get to tshuva because you can't get to tshuva if you don't have a menuchas hanefesh. You don't have a calmness because your inner world has to reveal itself to you. When you get to a moment where you're absorbed within yourself, you're at peace with yourself, in the chait, you removed yourself from yourself. Rabbi Ruchim says tshuva is coming back to yourself. So the heart within yourself, your heart, your inner world could start slowly the tshuva process. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'alocha, in Tim Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph brings Geshem, the Sefer Haredim, Shlom, sorry, brings from the Sefer Haredim, who found B'toich, a Sefer Echad that was by the Arizal, Kisveyad, by the Arizal, that it says that someone who learns Torah doesn't have to go through all the Sigufim that it says in the Svarim and Tshuva and the Rekeach in order to do Tshuva. It says he should just learn, except for one day a week, it says. One day a week. It sounds like it's during Yalom. One day a week, he should separate. He should be Misrachik mi b'nei Adam. Umizboidei b'nei le b'nei koinei. He should go into solitude with him and koinei. And he should imagine this. If he's standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, in front of Rosh Hashanah, he talks to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur will be the same thing. And he should start talking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ke'evid l'raboi u'ben l'aviv. Why does he say go away from people? Because this is the idea of tshuva. We must find and we must make time for tshuva. And we must make time not just to make lists from the Michtam Elio or from all these other svarim. We must make time to be with ourselves. Open our inner world. We open our lave. We'll be able to get to that point of loss. It's lave l'shalem. And there's Hashem by all of us. It'll be the opposite of parai. When we open our lave, we find b'ficha, b'vovcha l'asoyse. We'll open the gates of tshuva and we should all be zoyche taka. This to come to Tshuva Shleima, B'toich, Shah Yisrael, Chesima, Chesima Toivah.